This is Andy Lewis, a man on a long climb to bring recognition to a sport that pushes the boundaries of balance.
The most potent feeling in slacklining and highlining especially is that borderline. And the only fear is, am I going to die?
Performing closer to Earth on this thin strip of webbing known as a slackline is only slightly less death-defying. It's called tricklining, and it not only requires impeccable balance, but also steel resolve.
Very awesome.
This house has a lot of bonuses Eric and Amanda weren't expecting. It's accessible by car and connected to city utilities.
Knots give it a lot of character.
Oh, yeah.
These knots here are called burls.
Burls are rare natural deformities on trees that make wild patterns in the grain. Woodworkers use them for bowls, furniture, or add them into architecture. It's a nice high-end Alaskan touch to any home.
World War II, 1944. The first sightings of what will be called Foo Fighters occur. Allied pilots fly over Germany by night and report seeing round, glowing, fast-moving objects following their aircraft. The Foo Fighters toy with the aircraft, but are never hostile. They make wild turns and vanish.
Over the next 3 weeks, Adrian and his mother wait anxiously. And finally, the results are in.
The doctors told me that I had elephantiasis.
Elephantiasis is an extremely rare disorder of the lymphatic system, which causes tissue in the lower half of the body to dramatically thicken and swell. The condition is not well understood, and there is no known effective treatment.
I was just wishing for it to just stop growing. It made me feel kind of sad that would never happen.
Less than 100 miles from New York City is Plum Island Lab. Here, the U.S. government conducts top-secret biological experiments. Most Americans are unaware of the facility, but it has been linked to an Al-Qaeda plot and an alarming past tied to Nazi scientists. This unique experiment shows the power of the investigative interview and how easily the mind can be influenced or contaminated. But most importantly, it reveals that while the police and courts require us to deal in certainty, our memories are fragmented by nature. So it's not surprising that eyewitness identification has been a main factor in securing convictions.
I'm pretty sure number two.
And overturning them. Most of today's slimmer racing dogs are called Alaskan Huskies, a mix of many breeds, including the Malamute, Siberian, and Wolf. They weigh about 50 pounds and are bred for speed, temperament, and endurance. But they aren't the only breed on the trail. Karen Ramstead mushes a team of purebred Siberian Huskies.
I came to dog sled racing because of the dogs. The race is just a product of that, rather than the dogs being a product of my desire to race.
Eskimos used to believe blue-eyed dogs could see the wind, and therefore they were more valuable as sled dogs.
And it's this ancient mystique that makes the pure Siberian a sacred part of the Iditarod Trail.